To hold down the cost of prescription drugs, employers have turned to insurance plans that make consumers pay a bigger share of the bill. The plans also give people incentives to use less expensive drugs. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on a new study that measures how well the plans are working.
Helen Darling used to figure out how Xerox Corporation should spend its healthcare dollars. At the time, Xerox, like most large companies with generous benefits, simply paid for prescription drugs. She says employees were oblivious to the cost.
When a perfectly good name brand drug went off patent after 17 years, and a generic drug, which was therapeutically equivalent to that name brand drug, was available and was usually a very significant amount lower, there was absolutely no incentive or very little incentive for people to make that switch.
Which is why employers have turned to special insurance plans. There are two-tier plans, with one copayment for generic drugs and a higher copayment for name brands. And then there are three-tier plans, with increasingly higher payments for generics, discounted brand name drugs, and other brand name drugs. Researchers from the RAND Corporation pored over records of prescription drug usage by more than 400,000 people to see what happens when patients are faced with economic pressure. Dana Goldman of RAND says it makes a difference.
People are very responsive to these changes. For instance, if their copayments are doubled in a two-tier type of arrangement, the total spending on drugs, which includes both the spending that's covered by the plan and the out-of-pocket spending, the total spending is reduced by 33%.
Goldman says it's simple economics.
The reason why is because just like if you had taken away a sale on apples, you would expect people to buy fewer apples. When you take away these sales on drugs, you expect people to use fewer drugs.
And that's just fine with companies, says Helen Darling. She now heads a group that represents the healthcare concerns of large employers.
It confirms what most large employers believe will happen, and that is that if an employee or patient bears a little more of the cost of prescription drugs, that it does influence behavior, and that's actually intentional.
Doubling the copayment from $5 for generics and $10 for brand name drugs cuts the total drug bill $223 a year per person. Goldman says you might think that consumers would get some of the savings, but they don't.
Most of that savings goes to the plan on order of about a couple hundred dollars a year.
Still, Darling says patients eventually benefit. What employers don't spend on health benefits is available for wages and pensions. The big remaining question is what less drug usage means to people's health. Goldman's data don't include information on people not filling prescriptions.
What may be happening is that they're going to the doctor less, so they're not even getting the prescriptions, let alone filling them. Or it may be that people are stretching out their medication.
Or not pushing for unnecessary prescriptions. Goldman and his colleagues at RAND have just started another study. So far, they've found that people with serious conditions like diabetes and heart disease continue to purchase drugs, no matter what the cost. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.